previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The International Monetary Fund has cut its projected GDP growth rate for this country to just 1% for the year. This is because of tariffs imposed by Donald Trump. The figure is half of that projected by National Treasury, with analysts hoping a stable electricity supply and the Government of National Unity could have pushed growth here to above 2%. The IMF has also downgraded most other nations' growth projections, warning that the global economy is at a critical juncture with uncertainty at unprecedented levels. The IMF's cut its forecast for global output growth to 2.8%, the slowest expansion of GDP since COVID in 2020. Adding to local woes, South Africa's mining output has fallen sharply in the month of February. It's down a significant 9.5% overall, with platinum group metals down nearly 24%. Iron ore output was down 10%. According to Ugo Pienaar, chief economist at the Minerals Council of SA, quoted by News 24 Business, the figures for January and February suggest a notable first quarter decline for 2025. In turn, says Pienaar, the mining sector will detract meaningfully from Q1 real GDP. Mining contributed about 6% of GDP in 2024. And another cloud on the horizon, a 15% jump in the price of maize. The shock surge came in a single trading session as excessive rain has delayed harvests. On the plus side of things, U.S. President Trump says he has no intention of firing Fed Chair Jay Powell. The sharp U-turn from his remarks over the weekend caused markets to jump in relief. The JSE closed up 0.5%, that's both the all-share and top 40, but that was before Trump spoke. Ditto London, which ended up 0.6%. However, Wall Street saw the Dow and the Nasdaq both up 2.7%, the S&P 500 up 2.5%. Tokyo this morning up 1.7%, Hong Kong up 2.4%, Sydney up 1.3%. Trump also says he plans to be, quote, very nice to China, unquote, in any trade talks, and the tariffs will drop if the two countries can reach a trade deal. That's helped the dollar back to 1.14 against the euro, and the rand has also crept up 18.59 to the dollar this morning, 21.16 to the euro, 24.72 to sterling. Gold has pulled back after yesterday's record high above 3,500, now 3,340. Platinum at 964, Bitcoin back up to just under 93,100. Brent crude oil just under $68 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.